Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Union Credit's very own Dave Berger and Barry Kirby. They're both here talking about their new venture, Union Credit, a really cool one-click consumer lending marketplace for credit unions, not only to give them a really cool lending experience, but to give them some enhanced exposure as well. So Barry and Dave are here to tell us all about it, so check it out. Awesome to see you broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen here representing the credit union industry on the kind of the tech side as well. And I have a big announcement to share with us. And that would be Dave Berger and Barry Kirby, who have just launched Union Credit. Wow, this is big news, making all the headlines across the industry. But before we get into that topic, let's do some introductions. Right next to me, Mr. Dave Berger. Dave, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then right below us is none other than Mr. Barry Kirby. Barry, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Good. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime, guys. All right. So let's get to the hot topic here, Union Credit. So Dave, I will start with you. So what is Union Credit? And then why did you guys decide to launch this new, I wouldn't say venture, but it sounds like it's going to be an adventure as well. So yeah. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, it always is an adventure. That's the fun part of these things. Union Credit is sort of the second leg of a journey that we started years ago with my first company, QNexus. Mm-hmm. QNexus was all about eliminating loan applications for the creditworthy members of an institution, of a credit union, keeping them pre-approved at all times, and using that to really boost the engagement that we have, or the credit unions have, with their members, build relationships through easy access and transparency around the lending products that the institution has to offer. So that was, kind of journey number one. And during that journey, what we did is we amassed a large group of credit union clients who are using this tool very effectively with their membership. And it was obvious that the idea of one-click lending and perpetual approval was catching on. It resonates with the consumers. So leg two of this journey is taking that same idea of perpetual loan approval, one-click lending, and taking it out the walls of the credit union and bringing new membership into the credit union world. So it's about engaging with non-members and making them members, and through a very similar, convenient one-click lending type of experience.
Very interesting. So you're not only providing this really cool lending experience, but you're also kind of bringing in new membership to the credit union. So Barry, I see you nodding your head as well. You want to add a little bit to that as well?
I mean, the mission at QNexus was ultimately member retention. So take care of what we have in-house already, grow those relationship, the number of accounts per member, and then create a stickier relationship so they're not susceptible to, the fintechs and the lending clubs of the world. And then really a lot of the feedback, to Dave's point, we got from our clients was, how do we now add in new members into the credit union now that we have a strong relationship? And ultimately, the mission here is, how do we bring in young, new, the next generation of new members into the credit union system to help keep this thing thriving and moving on to the next, the next wave here.
And I was reading in kind of some of the background material that I found on Union Credit. There was kind of a buy now, pay later kind of association with it. Dave, you want to explain that real quick?
Sure. I mean, I think what buy now, pay later has done over the last few years is proven that consumers want access to the financial tools they need to complete a transaction embedded within the context of that transaction, right? They don't want to have to search for it elsewhere. And buy now, pay later has been, wonderful for that, but it's really isolated to smaller items, e-bikes and, exercise equipment and things like that, which is great. But credit unions have a whole array of other consumer lending products to offer, wonderful rates, wonderful experiences that we want to share with the world. And there are other things out there that we want to buy other than these smaller ticket items. So home equity loans, things like solar installations or home improvement products. We have credit cards, we have auto loans, RVs, motorcycles, consolidation, refi, everything that the credit union has to offer from a lending perspective, mm-hmm. is embedded within our marketplace. So we take those offers out to where consumers are looking for or buying things. You know, the thing is what they want. They don't particularly want a loan. They want the thing.
Right.
The loan is the enabler to get them that thing that they want. So we make sure that the tools they need to get that thing are there and easy to take advantage of. And we take that credit union's brand and we put it at the forefront. So that's another thing that I think is really unique about our program, is that it's not that Union Credit is out there as a brand granting loans and then brokering those loans off to credit unions behind the scenes. We're actually taking the credit union brand itself, putting it into the transaction layer and letting the consumer see who they're going to be doing business with. Yeah. Which is a great way to, you know, just spread the word about credit unions. We want people to know that they're getting this product from a credit union, because we want, you know, there's just so many great things about credit unions that we want to share with the world. It's about advocating for them on a national scale through this marketplace that really adds value to the consumer.
Well, and that was the other part of my question, is obviously this venture is credit union centric or credit union focused. Barry, can you tell me a little bit about the philosophy behind that? Why are you guys so focused on credit unions and delivering this really cool lending experience?
So, I mean, Dave and I both have spent 20 plus years individually in the credit union space. This is very near and dear for us. I mean, we do consider ourselves credit union advocates, and what we built at QNexus was really the premise that we need to continue to keep the existing credit union members in the system. What's facing us right now on a national level, the average credit union member is 53 years of age, which at that age, you start getting towards the end of your lending needs. You start settling in. However, the average consumer is 37 years of age. And so that's a big gap of between 37 and 53. And so it made all the sense to Dave and I, and really this mission that we have, we've got to get these younger consumers back into that ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And really, credit unions, the power of credit unions is you don't really know about a credit union until you join the credit union. And so joining the credit union, the easiest way to do it is to enable them with a financial product that allows them to enter that ecosystem, you know, whether that be through the purchase of a good or doing a home renovation. But that's the quickest way to get those folks back into the system.
Yeah. We all know about the kind of the one-click experience on Amazon. We've all been there, done that a gazillion times. So tell me about it from the credit union perspective, or your perspective, and what you're going to be providing credit union, because this really seems like what will actually draw in the younger demographic as well, this kind of one-click experience, although all of us like the one-click experience no matter where we are on the demographic scale. So Dave, tell me a little bit more about that part of it.
Sure. I mean, the vision behind, you know, all of this, QNexus and Union Credit, it's all based on the idea of perpetual loan approval. And what that allows you to do when you eliminate the loan application by using, you know, all the available data to keep someone perpetually approved, the loan application part goes away, and you're just showing them exactly how much they have to borrow at what rate in any given time. So you're really eliminating the loan application in favor of a loan activation. And the activation is very simple. It's not really one click. It's about two or three clicks. I'll take that too. Yeah, click to look at the offer terms and choose, you know, the loan term and amount of your available credit you'd like to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. Check a box to make sure that you understand what you've agreed to, and then click finish. We show the contact information so they can change that. It's very simple. Yeah. They click to activate that loan. It pushes that into origination because it's already a firm offer of credit and a fully approved loan. There's really nothing else to do there. And what I feel is so powerful about that is the transparency is one piece, right? Knowing that you have the money available before you even need it, that's fantastic. But it's also just eliminating the anxiety that people have around the borrowing process. I mean, it doesn't matter how credit worthy you are. You might have a 820 credit score, right? And you're very confident you're going to get a loan, but you still don't know for how much you're going to qualify and at what rate. And so what we all end up doing inevitably is shopping. You get online, you try and figure out who's got the lowest rates. You end up jumping at a teaser rate. And a lot of times it's, you don't get the rate that you thought you were going to get, or you don't get enough to complete the purchase that you were going after. You might be looking at a $60,000 vehicle and then you only get pre-approved for $45,000. Now what do you do? So we just put that all out in front of people and eliminate the anxiety that they have, and let them, you know, activate a loan in just a few clicks. It's a really Amazon-like experience.
And your lights just went out too.
Motion sensor.
That's there you go. I got it. Been in those offices all the time. Yeah. Hey, so it sounds like transparency is the key here. So everything's right up front. You know what you're going to get. And that's the beauty of it as well. There's no mystery, like you were alluding to, Dave. And so, and Barry, I want to get to kind of a superficial thing here, but what's the story behind the name? Because it kind of looks like you guys kind of flip-flopped Credit Union and made Union Credit. So what's the story behind the name?
You nailed it. Dave is way more eloquent in his explanation. But I mean, ultimately, what we're doing is we're aggregating at scale a credit union segment. So today you've got 200 plus credit unions that are leveraging the QNexus platform. Mm-hmm. Individually, can they open the door to, you know, 50 million consumers on their own nationally? Usually the answer is no. That takes quite a amount of resources. But if we can aggregate 200 of them and bring a much larger organization together, unionize them almost, and then bring them to where consumers are, whether they're in Zillow or Amazon, now you have a much more compelling story, because we're taking a group of entities similar to how they were founded and now putting them on a grand scale.
If you think about it, you know, credit unions are where individuals congregate to help each other achieve a financial goal, right? A credit union membership pools their funds and they're there to help each other get lower loan rates, access to loans and deposit, you know, products that yield good returns. So in a similar way, we're where credit unions congregate for the greater good of the credit union industry, to bring more, to introduce, you know, more non-members to the benefits of credit union membership, get them into the system, and then through the QNexus platform, really build a relationship over time and give, you know, the credit unions a not just a fighting chance, but a real leg up on everything that else that's out there. Nobody else has that strength in numbers that credit unions have. And so it's resonated with us, that the name, and it's not just flipping it around, but, you know, union, the other words that you pull out of there, unity, unite, you know, we're all about that kind of
collaboration.
Concept.
We're all in this together, cooperation, all that good stuff. Yeah. So, and it kind of sounds like you guys are getting two birds with one stone. Obviously you're giving them the lending experience and then the exposure at the same time. I mean, that's a great recipe. Who would not want that, especially if you're a credit union and you're exposing the coolness of credit unions to people who may not have known that they've even existed. So yeah, oh my gosh, you guys are spot on there. So last question for you guys here. So what are some of your goals? What are you guys looking to achieve here? I know you guys have alluded to it in some of your responses, but Barry, I'll let you go first, and then Dave, you can wrap it up. Barry, what are some of the goals that you guys have in mind?
Yeah, so I mean, one goal when we were putting this together was, A, how do we allow credit unions to opt into this marketplace. And, I mean, it's a real thing. I mean, I think I was telling somebody yesterday, I think when we look back in a few years as a credit union system, you know, I think there's going to be credit unions who look back and say, we have all of these television stations. However, we only use three or four of them. And I mean, vendors, there's all these niche particular vendors who address one specific need for that particular moment. And so ultimately what we're focused on is, how do we become an extension of what is already working really well with the QNexus platform? Almost this, you know, this hub and spoke model. And so addressing that is a huge mission for us. And then really putting credit unions on a grand scale, a national, taking a local lender and then giving them the reach they need to reach people on a national and consumer level is a big goal for us.
Yeah, no doubt. And Creighton's going to really appreciate that for sure. So, and Dave, final thoughts here on goals and what you guys hope to achieve here?
Yeah, I mean, just quickly build on something Barry just mentioned there is that, you know, any credit union that's currently using the QNexus platform through our partnership with QNexus and our integration with QNexus can opt into this marketplace very, very easily. with no implementation process whatsoever. It's just a very simple, yes, I'd like to participate in the marketplace. Wow. And they already have the tools at their credit union through the platform to manage the campaigns and to opt in. So if you're a you know, QNexus credit union out there, please contact us and about getting opted in. But that's my sales pitch. But I think, you know, really what we're looking to do here is, I think I already, you know, to reintroduce the idea of local lenders and institutions as a wonderful way to, you know, to do business. Mm-hmm. With all the alternatives online and the quick, easy access to credit products that are popping up all over the place, the industry needs tools to stay relevant and competitive within the sphere of the, especially the digital space. So we're gonna push hard and do everything we can to make sure that credit unions are not just competitive, but they are the ones that everyone else needs to be. We're gonna set the bar.
Agreed. Yeah, well said, well said. I'm really looking forward to watching this journey that you guys are embarking on here. It's going to be really exciting, not only for you guys, obviously, but I think it's going to be really exciting for credit unions too, to have their members really experience this super cool lending experience. And then again, give them that exposure to boot. So yeah, really good move, guys. So all right, we are going to be excited and just on pins and needles watching you guys on your journey, and can't wait to see more and talk to you some more as well as you guys embark even further. So yeah, it's really, really fun. So I'm gonna let you guys get back at it, because I know you guys have lots of work to do. So thank you very much for your time, as always, gentlemen. Well done.
Thank you, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.